this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Joining me today is Kansas Senator Elaine Bowers talking about some bills that have been her top priorities.
Well, in Topeka, we are in session right now, but already we're halfway done, and we're at the session in middle where we call it turnaround, and this is where the House bills cross over to the Senate side and the Senate bills cross over to the House side. And if you remember, it's a 90-day session, and we're due to end on April 11th for being 90 days. And I would expect that we end about that time as well.
Senator Bowers mentions what committee she's been on.
In the Senate, we're assigned to committees, and I do have four committees: transportation, local government, transparency and ethics, rolled into one, utilities and judiciary. And then we have our floor session that's at 2:30 every day. So we are very busy with our committee work, and our committee work is hearing bills. And I always like to remind people, a bill is just someone's idea, and we're going to see if it's a good idea. We can modify it. I'm always paying attention to rural Kansas.
She also talks about a pharmacy bill.
We have a pharmacy bill is what we call this, SB 360. And this is dealing with transparency in the middle of pharmacy benefit managers and PBMs, we call them here, and it's oversight of this middleman between our medicine and the pharmacist. And this bill was brought to us by the pharmacists of Kansas. And in fact, they close their offices, their business, for a day and come to Topeka. And part of that is to show us what it's like with having a pharmacy for one day, what it'd be like in rural Kansas if they were closed permanently. Now, that bill had a big vote, and it's over on the House side now, so if you would like to watch for that.
Senator Bowers also mentions something about a pheasants and quails forever plate.
A few interesting ones that we enjoy out of our transportation, there's a new pheasants and quail forever plate. And if you are a railroader, the Kansas Railroad Hall of Fame will be made in Wichita. So it's just a few fun bills out of that committee. Ag has discounted senior hunting and fishing license, which that's Senate Bill 364, and that'll be over in the House. So if we can watch for that to be reduced for our youth and for our seniors would be a nice thing.
She talks about an important bill for rural Kansas.
We do have an important one for rural Kansas, and it's SB 214, and it's rural lawyers. So as we have a shortage of rural doctors in Kansas, the same goes in effect for rural lawyers. And these are lawyers that we would use on a quite an often basis of deeds, paperwork as far as wills and trusts and such as that. So now we're recognizing some counties don't even have a lawyer other than the county attorney. So there's a bill now tied to funding, because with the rural doctors, there is a loan payback and an incentive to come to rural Kansas. So it's not reinventing the wheel. It truly is addressing a problem that we see and just using the model that's already been there.
Senator Bowers says that the Senate does something called Senate confirmations.
The Senate has a process that the House does not, and we confirm, we call these Senate confirmations, we confirm individuals that the governor has chosen for all sorts of different places, say boards, different boards across the Kansas, but the main ones would be the agency heads that we would confirm, such as the Adjutant General will be coming up for a confirmation hearing. Same process that goes through a hearing process in probably Fed and State, I would imagine, on the Adjutant General. So that will be the newest one coming up. But the Senate does have a vote, and this is not something that the House does.
Thank you to Senator Elaine Bowers for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.